Today, we go to Woodstock, Ohio, in Champaign County. There, County Lines producer Renee Wild discovered a sort of traveling sisterhood. Women from all around Ohio and neighboring states have come here on the anniversary of the legendary Woodstock Music Festival in New York.
There's a 60s vibe going on as women in tie-dye dresses and flowered headbands mill around a clearing in Woodstock, celebrating the anniversary of the legendary music festival. But this isn't New York. It's Woodstock, Ohio, a small town in the rolling countryside east of Urbana. Rory Dingy is the owner of this private campground and a member of Sisters on the Fly, a women-only outdoor adventure group with over 10,000 members.
Sister 6522. We accept everyone just as they are, and it truly happens, you know, with these ladies.
Rory has been planning this camp out for over a year, connecting the 60th anniversary of the festival to her rural Woodstock, Ohio location. She's planned 60s-themed crafts, like the headbands that the women are wearing, tie-dye, and bamboo wind chimes. The women are also free to explore the local area on their own and do their own thing at the gatherings. That's the beauty of the sisterhood. Everyone is free to do their own thing at events.
When there's a lot more undercurrent to that, it's wonderful. I found my tribe, and it's a real feeling of peace down and empowerment up, you know? It really is.
Should we go meet some people?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Candy McDowell is playing cards in front of her vintage white and green camper.
I have a 1968 Nomad. Her name is Frankie, and she is 16 feet long. I was obsessed with vintage campers probably for a little while, even long before I had one. And so right about the time I found my first camper, I was just Googling things about vintage campers, and that's how I found Sisters on the Fly. And I think that was 4 years ago.
While many women here have really cute vintage campers, it's not a requirement. There are plenty of tents and modern campers here as well. In fact, there are only a few rules to the sisterhood. In addition to being 21 and over, the only rules are...
No men, no kids, no pets. Be nice.
You can be with like-minded women, just enjoying and having fun and enjoying each other's company, or have some quiet time in your own space, come back, relax, chill out, and everybody's fine with that. And we have so many different kinds of women here that no matter where you are, no matter what little group you find yourself having a conversation in, it's relaxed and it's funny and it's welcoming and it's open and it's, these are the best women ever.
I'm Phyllis Sparks and I'm 10508. Relatively new, I joined about a year ago. I'd never been camping. I don't do camping. My idea of roughing it, you know, was the Marriott without room service. And I came across, I think it was a Facebook video or something, and I watched it, and I'm like, dang, that looks like fun. They're actually doing things.
This year, I went to Assateague, Maryland to camp on the seashore and see the wild horses. And that was pretty awesome, waking up to ponies clip-clopping right next to your camper.
Oh, Michigan. My sister and I.
We learned how to fly fish.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, all Sisters on the Fly.
Synchronized firefly event.
Certain breed of firefly that only come out the first 2 weeks of June, and they blink in synchrony. So they all blink at once and they all go off at once, and they're only found in certain areas.
And it was the neatest experience of my life.
The organization doesn't list dates for their events on the website. Only members can access that. And there's a reason for this.
A lot of us are single women, you know, on your own, and it's the sisterhood, you know, and this keeps it kind of secret, and everything is safe here, and everyone has a safe spot to go where you're not judged, and you're not worried about someone coming and, you know, harming you or interfering with your fun.
Right. And you don't have any predators because you're all women.
There is such a thing called sister stalkers, and we have met them down in Gatlinburg. It was a bunch of men, and they're like, are you sisters? And we're like, yeah.
They said we're sister
stalkers.
As a new person, you might be a little intimidated going somewhere with people you don't know, but they just open their arms up to you and make you feel so comfortable. I think we're recognizing we're doing things we wouldn't normally do.
Right.
And I like that. We're getting out there and we're doing it.
At a recent Buckeye Bash event in Dayton, the sisters raised over $9,000 for charity. Here at Woodstock, it's all about having fun and kicking back. And Rory and the sisters say they're looking forward to having the event again next year.
They are all great, and some of them you just can't speak about. Like, what happens at the campground stays at the campground.
For County Lines on WYSO, I'm Renee Wild in Champaign County.
County Lines is supported by a generous grant from Ohio Humanities.